I'm Rona Tarrant. The Senate Judiciary Committee continues its confirmation hearing today for President Trump's Supreme Court choice, Brett Kavanaugh. Moments after the session opened yesterday, Democrats denounced the withholding of documents stemming from the nominee's White House work more than a decade ago and asked to have the proceedings adjourned. Chairman Chuck Grassley ignored the Democrats' request, saying it was out of order and accused them of obstruction. Washington Cardinal Donald Wuerl has said addressing the clergy abuse crisis in the church will require lay engagement, more accountability and evident transparency. The Cardinal was speaking at the end of Mass in Washington at the weekend, where he stressed the importance of church accountability and engaging the laity in the wake of the resignation of retired Washington Archbishop Theodore McCarrick over abuse allegations and the Pennsylvania grand jury report. Since the release of the report, Cardinal Wuerl has faced strong criticism and calls for his resignation for his record in confronting clergy sexual abuse in the Pittsburgh diocese. Catholic Church leaders are urging the Colombian government to protect community leaders who are being targeted by hired assassins. As many as 300 local leaders have been killed since late 2016, when the government signed peace accords to end a half-century conflict with FARC, the country's largest guerrilla group. Church leaders have called on the president to take action, saying threats and murders have increased in the country due to several reasons, including criminal gangs filling power vacuums. The Vatican has updated the schedule for Pope Francis' trip to the Baltics from September 22nd to 25th, which will take in Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia. The only addition to the schedule is a stop in Vilnius in Lithuania at a monument to members of the city's Jewish community who died under Nazi occupation. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.